Good evening, everybody. Good evening. The next few Se'ifim, the truth is that all the way till the end of the Siman, which is quite a few pages, it's quite complex. Some of it is very relevant. Some of it is not that relevant. You'll see that I'm going to try to speed up because we are a little bit behind. So the parts which are not so halacha lemaisa, I'll attempt to do it a little bit faster, such as tonight. I'll try to go a little bit faster just in order to catch up, and some of it is not so relevant. There's other se'ifim in the next siman, which is extremely, extremely nagah lemaisa. So I'm going to try to go according to the, I'm going to try to gauge the speed according to the halacha lemaisa. So considering the fact that we're a little bit behind. Okay, so up to page, siman kuf samach beis, seif beis, which is the bottom line. Nope, we haven't done Kusamaches. We're quite a while from Kusamaches. Is that okay?
It's fine.
Because we did fall behind over Yom Tovim. That's probably what you are. Yeah, is that okay? Okay, I know you tell Yodav, so we are still talking about the halachas that we started last year about the concept of Maim Rishonim and Maim Shneim. So again, just to recap, just to have clarity in the actual concept. When we wash hands, there is the first washing hands, the first pouring will make our hands tohoir. However, the leftover water which is on our hands, they will be, the actual water will become tomei from our hands. So whilst the hands are tohoir, the water on the hands is tomei. Consequently, Chazal established that it's worthwhile, that it's a necessity, if it's less than obvious in fact, to wash a second time. It's called Maim Shniim, to pour a second time water over our hands in order to remove the water of our hands. Right. Now this we learned at the end of the Seif Aleph. This is only true if you mamash literally pouring with a revi'is or less. If you pour revi'is or more, then this won't be a necessity because then even the water which was tomei on the hands was washed away by the more than revi'is. So if you're pouring a generous amount of water over your hands, the tomei water, that's off as well. Does that make sense? The only problem is if it's mamash literally revi'is or less. Okay? Good. So we're ready to move on to Seif Beis. Hanoi tel Yodov. Somebody washes his hands. Shoyfech alem ktsas marevis lehosem hem halichluch v'chol dovar shechoytzeitz. Okay, we're talking now about an individual who has got literally revi'is or less of water to wash his hands. And not only that, he's using that revi'is to wash hands for netilas yadayim. Simultaneously also, he happens to have dirty hands. And he hasn't got soap and water, he just got that revi'is. So his hands are dirty, and he wants to remove the dirt, which is also a chatzitza, and it's got literally revi'is. What does he do? So he's got chatzitza on his hands, got dirty hands. There's a bit of shmutz on his hands. And he wants to wash his hands for a moitzi. What does he do? Says Ruchonoch, bottom line of page Nun Zayin. Anoy tel Yodav to wash his hands. Shoyfech alem ktsas marevis. He's going to pour a little bit of his revi'is of water on his hands. Lehosi mehem, to remove from them. Halichluch, the dirt. The chatzitza, in other words. For kol dovar shechoytzeitz, and any dirt which is a chatzitza. Top of page 114. Ve'achakach, and after that, shoyfech alem pam shenis. He then pours second time water over his hands, which is really the first time pouring water for the Netilas Yadayim. First time was to remove the dirt. Second time is the Maim Rishonim. Does that make sense? If I'm quoting Maim Rishonim, V'gam Elu Amaimim Tmeim, this water now also becomes Tomei. Why does this water become Tomei? Because his hands are Tomei, that's right. V'achakach, and after that, Shoyfech Aleim Pam Shlishis, he pours the third time water of it, which is halachically called Maim Shniim. It's the second Maim Shniim. Letaira Maim, to purify the water, Sha'al Gabedaim, which is on his hands. Does that make sense? So he's pouring three times water. Once, to remove the dirt. Second time, as to make his hands tohoy. And the third time, to remove the tomei water, which is on his hands. Yeah. So here, very good question. This has to do with the Bialocha. The answer is, since that's all part of the Netilas Yadayim process, therefore, it doesn't have to be dried. more than that, it seems from the Mishnah Berurah, we're going to see that later explicitly, that he doesn't hold that the hands need to be dry. What, what you're referring to is a chazanish. Yeah. Yeah, so, right. V'yimein b'yadayim lichluch, v'davar choyitz as if his hands are totally clean. Shofech al shtei yodov revis b'vas achas, if his hands are totally clean, he can just pour on both his hands revis, one go. V'ein tzorich ma'im shnim, he doesn't need ma'im shnim. Okay, that's very important. Rabbi say, if your hands are totally clean, and you're purely washing your hands for tahar for netilat yadayim, you could just pour once over your hands. How do we normally do it? How do you wash your hands for moitzi? Twice, right? You don't normally twice. Shulchan Aruch says over here, if your hands are clean, you don't need to really do twice. If it's, you could really just get away with once. On each hand. V'u'adin, im hoyu lo imayim rabim, simply if it's got a lot of water available, such as us, roichetz t'chila me'at, you can wash his hands first, l'kedeh le'osir alichloch, to remove the dirt, ve'ach kachan after t'shoifach revi'is ke'echot, he pulls revi'is simulti. He won't go, ve'en tzorich ma'am shlishim, he won't need third time water. Hanoi t'il yodov, and somebody washes his hands, tzorich le'shavshem zubzu, if he literally, or if he only uses, if he uses a revi'is, then, and similarly also if he does netvilas yadayim, tzorich le'shavshem zubzu, he needs to rub his hands when he washes his hands. Okay, so what's really important of here is that really there is, if you're using a lot of water, you don't really need to go twice over each hand. You don't really need to. So I know that I know a person, he's a brisker, a very heavy brisker, and he's very makpid on his shiurim, and he's got chumadig shiurim, and for him the revius is much more than what we call a revius. But revius, according to us, is how much is it ready? You know, like 150, you know, chazanesh, b'chaim no. How much is the revius ready? It's not that much. But this particular individual is very machmir when it comes to shiurim, and according to some sort of cheshbonis, which I don't even attempt to follow, his revius is much more. So therefore, when he pours, he's choshed that the keli that we have got most of the keli is revius. Okay? So, I mean, it's not main halacha that. It's not even minority halacha. That's some for koch and chumra. But his keli is, the way he looks at a keli is that it's just about a revius. So what he does, he pours once over each hand. He pours once over here, his hand. Does this make any halachic sense or not? Based on what we just said now? It's definitely revius. It's revius. Revius on each hand. One revius on each hand. According to this, it's fine. It's fine. It's got chumra. But it happens to be, it's accepted. Now, the only thing which I need to point out, what do you think about it? Yeah? So if you just pour once of each hand. Okay. So the truth is that, based on what we said now, it's actually okay. Do you ever wash hands once on each hand?
When I forget to do it twice.
When you forget to do it twice. Good. Is it a problem or not? When you're really hungry, you don't want to just get to business. Yeah, so the Emma says that halachically it's okay, but I want to point out the Bi'aloch over here, that the Rival is quoting Bi'alochem, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom of the Bi'alochem, he quotes the Rival, and I'm quoting him, Rival, Marshmallow Headed, Ein Liv Chois Meshir Revius, Mein Bishtei Pa'omim Bishum Oifen. The Rival is quoting that Halach Lemaisa, the Bi'alochem quotes a Rival, the opinion of the Rival, who argues on the Rambam, and the Rival holds that you need to do 2 times a full revius on each hand, me'ikra din. And the halacha brings us as a halacha that we always need to do ma'im shniim. So again, according to Shulchan Aruch, it appears that once revius on each hand is perfectly okay, as long as you've got for sure revius. Halacha lemaisa, the halacha brings a raivet that under any circumstances you need to do ma'im shniim on each hand of a full revius, and that is generally, I think, accepted. I think nowadays it's not like in the times like 100 years ago that you needed to draw water from the well, so you needed to be mamash machmir. Do you know the story of Rabbi Yisrael Salanta? We all know the story of Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, that he was very, he was mamash metzamtzem the shir, and then people asked him, why metzamtzem the shir? Why only like a little bit? Why so careful? We learned initially that the more water you pour, the better it is. It's a bracha. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta says, no, because it's a chumra. It's a chumra for me, but it's actually a kula in Melom Lechavero, because there's somebody who has to schlep the water from the well. And that was the metzias, that somebody had to schlep water from the well. So if it's machmi, it's a chumra, big chumras, is pouring a lot of water on each hand, but really it's on the cheshbon of somebody else who never has to schlep the water from the well. So therefore, he preferred to be mekel with regards to the shear of the Revi'is. He wanted to be mekel, but not that nobody should schlep water for his chumras.
It doesn't matter whether you alternate between the first washing and the second washing. It doesn't matter if you alternate or if you.
No, we'll get to that. How the preferred way of which hand first? We'll get to that. Full shalach later on. We'll get to that. Yeah. If you can't see, it's fine. If you can't see, it's fine. We're referring to proper chatzitzes. Yeah, that will be perfectly okay. Absolutely. I'm afraid to say that I'm sure that our hands are always full of. Pardon? Right. But it gets really awful. Yeah. Although apparently part of our, I just read recently. I heard, to be precise, that our immune system has become very weak. Don't quote me on this, but that's something that I heard. I have a nephew who was really unwell, and then he had a disease that apparently was because of the fact that our immune system is so weak because we tend to be, that's why we've got so few bacteria. We're so much cleaner, and therefore our body is less immune. Far too much.
Yeah.
Right, so our immune system is weakened because of that, and therefore there's I don't know if that's
I'm not very scientific.
Yeah, I think
Are we saying the Raiva is Halakha Maisa and the Mechaba is a Kula, or are we saying the Mechaba is Halakha Maisa and the Raiva is a Mechaba?
The Bialoch's understanding is that I think it's a Chumra. I think he calls it, I think it's not Mamash to make Kadin. I think it's an additional Chumba he brings. I think it's between Chumba, yeah. Yeah. Okay, good. We're ready to move on to an interesting Shaila. See, Gimli is going to teach us how much water do you need to pour, actually. Very relevant with regards to bottles. Is it okay to just pour from a bottle, like a small opening, to pour water like this? What about if you haven't got a proper keli, that pours it, but only like a little lechaim, you know, you want to use with lechaim? Plastic, is that? Can you? I'm not referring to the amount. I want to know in how much needs to go on your hand in one go. So, how much, like a bottle? You've got a 2-liter bottle with a small opening. Would that be okay or not? So that's to see if Gimli is going to tell us. No, tell Miktas Yodoy. If a person pours a bit of his hand, he pours water a bit of his hand for Chaza, and he goes back for Oisif, and he adds again for Notal. And he pours anisha, the remaining water miyod on his hand. So he did it in two goes. He made it in two pourings. Once and then more again. So he did a full revis, but he didn't even go and go. Hare yodoy tmeo, his hand is tome kmosho, so like it was initially. You haven't done any good. You haven't helped. The ain natila chatzoin, the rule is ain natila, there is no washing chatzoin in halves. You can either get it completely right or you get it completely wrong. There's no half stories. Either you've done it or you haven't. Vim. So therefore, if you do a bit and then you add a bit, you haven't done anything. Vim adain yesh al miktsas hayot shenotal betchila tefach manas leat piach. If you poured, but there is sufficient water on your hand, which is the halachic gather of tefach al manas leat piach, which is that it's sufficiently wet that you could wetten another body, another item. So if your hand is really wet, and by touching another hand or arm or whatever it is, this now is going to get wet. Not just moist, but wet. So it's really wet. If it's just moist, then it's not going to get the second one. There must be a better way of explaining this. There must be an English term for that. That it's sufficiently wet that it can wetten another item. Yeah? Any... Yeah, but you know what I'm referring to? Yeah? So that's Tomei Chazalfa. If your hand was from the first washing, Tofiach al-Mas Latviach, Harei Zutohoiro, then it's okay. Then you could pour it once and then once again. Pametvarim Amurim B'mayim Rishonim, it's all true with regards to Mayim Rishonim, the first pouring. Havol B'shnim, the second time you go, you pour water over your hands. Noitel Miktas Yodov, you can pour a bit of water. V'choizem Moisval Miktas, and you pour a bit of water again. So again, we're learning that. In principle, Ein Netil L'chatzoin. In principle, you cannot wash one hand and a bit more and a bit more and a bit more. That's not going to work in principle. With Maim Rishonim. However, if you actually manage to get it quite wet and now you're finishing it off with a bit more, that would be acceptable. And also with regards to Maim Shniim, the rule doesn't apply in the first place. Maim Shniim, which is the second time you pour water over your hands, just to remove the water, then it makes sense that you can do it in as many times as possible, because all you're doing really is to remove the water. And again, you don't really need Maim. Yeah, okay, good. So, good. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is going to go in with this rule over here. How is it to Hoira? Mishnah Berurah have got Lam, which is bottom line. Bottom line. So we're talking about if the water got your hands quite wet in the first place, then it's fine. Harizoyesh ma'achonim shikosfu, some ma'achonim right. The dafke b'diavet and tzorich la'achzav leito. This is all b'diavet. You don't have to go back in. Aval lechatchila, but lechatchila. Tzorich leitoel bevas achas kol hayad. Lechatchila, none of that tofiach, amnas lehatpiach business. Lechatchila, you need to pour a lot of water on each hand. In one go, pevas achas kol hayad, velav dafke b'shficha achas, but it doesn't necessarily need to be in one shficha, in one pouring action. Elo afilu b'shtei shfichas, two shfichas would be acceptable as well. Kol shelo yishar bein time k'tal, as long as there was no significant interruption in between the first pouring and the second. That means you can do Maim Rishonim in two. You can pour significant water, and then as long as you don't stop, you quickly pour a bit more. So that's fine. Why? Kishvicha achas dami, it's considered one shvicha. So therefore, again, imagine, you have a keli, and you just didn't think it was schmoozing to somebody, or you're on the phone, or who knows what, and you didn't notice that there was not a lot of water, there was not that much water in the keli. Okay, now I pour over my hand, but I realize now that actually it wasn't sufficient. I didn't mamash do a good shvich on my hand. What do I do now? Option number one. Do I need to dry my hand now again and fill the keli up again and then do a shvich again? Would be the shvich rishoina. I'm rishoini. Or can I just quickly add water to the keli and do now a second shvich, which will be considered my rishoini? Does the question make sense? Yeah, question makes sense? If you just didn't think about it, you just poured a bit of water and you said, oh, that wasn't good enough. You want to pour more water now. Do you need to dry your hands and start from scratch? Or can you just add water to the keli now? I mean, refill the keli and pour now a lot of water. What do you say? It's not good. You need to start from scratch. Yeah, does everybody agree to that? Dry your hand as well.
If you don't hold, you need to have dry hands.
Correct. That's true as well. But never mind that. The Mishnah Berurah now says that actually if there is no significant hefzek, if it's all like done within seconds, you don't need to do that. It's called when you consider the first pouring. It's if you just quickly fill it up and you carry it, that's all considered one pouring, as long as you don't have a significant hefzik. That's what he says. Hello, velav dafke b'shvicha achas. It doesn't have to be one shvicha. It doesn't have to be one pouring. Hello, afilu b'shtei shvichas. Even if it's two pourings, kol shelo yishar bein time. That, as long as you didn't have an interruption in between, keshvicha achas dom, it's considered one pouring. Rabbi said this is really important. Val ken therefore im noitel memeha antpes, which is alidei atzina shekorin kran or handle. Which is a tap, shapir, shepiv, tzar, that its mouth is narrow, v'tzorich lefoscho v'lesogroi, and you need to open and close the tap, b'chol shvicha v'shvicha, with every shvicha, k'dei shevoa mayim mekoyach gavra, and you need to close and open and close it constantly, that it should be koyach gavra, k'de'al, as we learned earlier, mikol mokum nevertheless, haledei zman kotzer k'zeh, since that's a short interruption, loy mikri hefzik, it's not considered hefzik. So he said that's fine. As if you kind of have a small interruption, see so like quick, you pour a bit, and then, a small keli. Can you think of a small keli? I saw recently a small keli. Where did I see a small keli? Really small keli. Not like the regular sized, a much smaller one. And assume that you'd wash with that, and you've got a big hand, and you want to pour more. So you can just pour, you can move shvicha achas, you fill it in, you fill it, and you pour a second time out of your hand, and that's considered one shvicha. And then you do over the other hand, and you go back to the first hand. Make sense? Good. We're ready to move to Siv Dalet. Shafach maim al yodoy achas. Okay. Now comes an interesting shaila. What happens if yodoy is shafach maim al yodoy achas? You poured water of one hand, v'shifsho b'chaverto, and you rubbed it with the second hand. So again, you poured water of one hand, the wet hand now touched and rubbed the dry hand. V'shifsho b'chaverto, loy also l'netila, your netila didn't count. Afilu shafach b'achoyno al shtey yodov. Even if you poured the second time round, you poured over both hands. L'fishamam shafach al yodoy achas nitmu, because the water that was poured over the hand became tomei. V'kshishifshva nitmeis chaverto, when you had the wet hand which touched the dry hand, that made it tomei. Ve'ein ma'im shniim metarim, and ma'im shniim is only metar, and ma'im shniim is machmas ayad atzmo. Ma'im shniim is only metar, water which became tomei from the hand itself. That's the rule. Ein ma'im shniim metarim, and ma'im shniim is machmas ayad atzmo. V'lo aboy machmas ayad acheres, and not, it will not be able to, ma'im shniim will not be able to be metar, water which is tomei from a different hand. That's not going to work. Hilkach, therefore, hashofech ma'akli al yodoy achas, if somebody pours water over one hand, v'shivshe b'chaverto, and he rubbed it on the second hand, tzorich lenagev yodov, he needs to dry the hand, v'lachsoir v'litlom kiroi, and he then needs to pour again and make a proper netilas yodayim. Lefichoch, therefore, hanoit al yodov tzorich sheishpach le'acha aleihem, so therefore he will actually need somebody else to pour the water over him. V'imein ha'achev, there's nobody else there around, yechoz akli, he can only do the netilas yadayim by holding the kli with the top tip of his fingers. Needs to like pour over both hands simultaneously, or he pours a full revis over each hand, as we discussed earlier. Because if you have a full revis, then you don't need maim shneim at all. Again, but we spoke about the rai, but it's good anyway. But the Shulchan Aruch holds you don't need to. Shas reviyis pevas achas k'moy tvi'la she'enot zichuf shtifu peis ba'omim. Ve'im noga bohem acha shaloi not aliyot ba'oid noches min ha'mayim. If somebody else, another person, touched them, then tzorich lenagvom lachza v'litoil, you need to wash again. Sharizei timeon, because another person made it tomei halidei ha'mayim shaleim, made it tomei from the hands that. Again, because Maim Shniim will only be able to remove the tuma from water which became tuma from him himself. If you do Maim Shlishis, Shem Shniim Levad Merishonim, which is after the first two shvichas, shelo yiga yad bechaverto, make sure that one hand doesn't touch the other, ad shishpach kam zeh al hashniyo, until you pour water over that, or shishpach metchila al shnein ke'echot, from not on kal yad merevis, en tzorech lekal zeh, and if you pour a fourth time hand, then it won't be necessary. Okay, just to rephrase that, we're learning the following very simple rule, that if you pour water over one hand, and the hand has become tohoy, but the water of the hand is tomei. If you're touching now a dry hand, what's going to be happening to this hand? Exactly. And not only that, but also, if you rub it now, and it's become very wet, if you now pour maim shniim, a second time you pour water over this hand, and you now pour maim shniim over this hand as well, this hand will not become tohoy. It won't become tohu. Because Maim Shniim only removes Tumah from water which it became Tumah itself. So the first hand, if you do Maim Shniim over this hand, it's going to become tohu. But this hand, that the Tumah was from water from a different hand altogether, Maim Shniim is not going to help. Okay, just to recap what we covered tonight. We learned the NC base that if a person washes off, he does netilas yadayim with revius only if there was a chatzitza and he does maim rishonim and maim shniim afterwards, then that's okay. You can do that. Ideally, you should have more than revius, and ideally, you do more than revius on each hand. And we learned that the Ravid says, if possible, you should do how many on each hand? Two on each hand, and each of them should have more than a revius. We learned that if you have a small opening and you pour, so if you do twice in a go quickly to cover the whole hand, that's acceptable as well. We talk of shvich achas. And then we learned, finally, Siftada, the concept that if somebody washes his hands and he touches his other hand, then Mayim Shneim will not be able to metar the second hand, which became Tomei, from the first hand. Right, these are the concepts that we covered tonight, and we'll continue from page 116, Hey, tomorrow, Bezer Hashem.